This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. In a country that seems on the verge of civil war, if you think I'm being hysterical, I'm not. I'm a guy who doesn't want a civil war, but I know a civil war is coming. Democrats want it. They're itching for it. They can't win election. They can't have what they want. They can't have abortion on demand. They can't have transsexual bathrooms. They can't have millions of illegals crossing the border. They can't have the highest taxes in the world, more than a communist nation. They want us to become Greece. They want us to become Argentina. They want us to become Venezuela. They want us to become Zimbabwe. And they can't have it. Trump has captured the nation. So like little children, they're demanding pain. They're demanding violence. They're demanding anything to ease their pain. And so after we beat them in a landslide this November, and we will, I was thinking we'd have a landslide next election, meaning 2020 when Trump at the top of the ticket. But I now believe we're going to have a landslide this November because anyone could see what animals we're dealing with. Now it's not just illegals that are animals. It's violent animals from the wolves and the wolverines of the woods, known as Democrats. They can't behave themselves. They act like animals. Their mothers never taught them manners. They needed their mothers to watch their mouths out. And so can you imagine how they'll act after they lose again in an election, after we kick their ass again? You have no idea what we're facing. My recommendation is get a gun. Everyone, get a gun. Everyone, be ready to defend yourself. Everyone and anyone who believes in the conservative side and has any sort of public prominence needs a gun to defend themselves. They're coming for you and me. And I'm not the only one saying it. Lots and lots of people are starting to see it and starting to say it. James Woods, the actor, said it yesterday. Vote and get your guns. They're coming for us. Scott Adams, the cartoonist, said vote for survival. I'm not even a Trump fan, and I'm going to vote for the Republican Party because it's the survival of normal people. They want to swamp the border, and they want to hurt us. You got Robert De Niro screaming F Trump. You got Democratic staffers seeing Trump at the Capitol and screaming F Trump. You have Mad Maxine Waters urging supporters of the Democratic Party literally to harass and hound and hurt Republicans. You got Peter Fonda threatening the son of the President of the United States, Barron Trump. You've got Tom Arnold, the comedian, now threatening Barron Trump. The list is long. You've got an NYU professor publishing the address of all the ICE officers in the United States of America. Someone is going to be killed. Maybe many of us are going to be killed. I guarantee you we won't shoot the first shot. But in self-defense, we will attack back. And it's coming. If you can't see that, they want to hurt us. They want to spit in our food. They want to destroy our lives. They want to hound us out of restaurants. And they want to use the IRS, as Obama did, to destroy my life. Then they want to call us Nazis. As I said in my commentary last week here on this show and Sunday in the Las Vegas Review Journal, nobody's a Nazi. Stop using that word. But I was wrong, because they are like Nazis. I won't say they're Hitler. I'll stop short of it, because I'm not as bad as them. They act like Nazis. They're the closest I've ever seen to Nazis. Democrats who hound you, harass you, spit in your food, chase you out of restaurants, threaten your life, threaten your children's life, and scream F-bombs are like Nazis. They're the ones acting like Nazis. Everyone's starting to see it. I mean, the Obama used... Let me ask you a few questions. Some obvious questions. First of all, how is it possible there's never been one FBI agent or investigator ever thrown off a case because he's too pro-Trump? How could that be? Does that not tell you the conspiracy that's going on in this country? Every single government official and every single federal law enforcement officer who's investigating either Hillary or Trump is a Democrat. And they all hate Trump's guts. Every single one of them. They're getting thrown off the cases left and right. We've heard their texts. We've intercepted their phone calls. We know what they say. How is that possible? Every single FBI agent and every DOJ person is anti-Trump because there is a conspiracy. And Obama used the IRS to destroy my life. He tried. If you're listening, Obama, you didn't destroy anything. You tried and you failed, you loser. But I never threatened his children. I never publicly threatened him. I never publicly screamed, F you, Obama. But he acted like a Nazi. And then libtards feel the need to harass and threaten us and our children. They feel the need to call us Nazis when they're the Nazis. Seems kind of one-sided to me. No one's used the IRS to go after them, yet we're Nazis. But they use the IRS to go after me, and they still think that we're the Nazis. Vote in the November election for our survival. Thanks, Mad Maxine, for making that all clear, Maxine Waters. Every normal American is racing to the polls to protect ourselves. You're about to understand the meaning of the term red landslide. Violent, mentally disturbed, anti-American commies clearly gunning for us. And the next step is there will be murder. They're going to kill us. They're going to kill an ICE agent. They're going to shoot and kill a Republican politician. And maybe they're going to come get a Republican talk show host. Because they're sick and mentally disturbed people. And yes, they act like Nazis. And that's Saul Alinsky. Whatever you see in the mirror, call the other guy. So they're calling us Nazis because they're Nazis. Crazy. Can you imagine? I want you to just imagine with me. You know, like John Lennon, just imagine if ever a white Republican used the IRS to go after a black President Obama or a black former President Obama or Obama's aides or other heads of government agencies under Obama or the head of the NCAAP or the head of a Muslim organization or the head of the ACLU. They'd be burning down the country, Democrats would. The media would be burning down the country. Policemen would be getting clubbed and shot in Molotov cocktails. There'd be rioting and anarchy in the streets if Trump tried to use the IRS to destroy. I want you to dream with me. If gay waiters refused to serve Sarah Huckabee Sanders, what could they do to you and me? Can they spit in our food? Can they refuse to serve us? Because last I checked, I can't refuse to serve a gay man in a bakery or anywhere else for that matter. And Democrats freaked about that. Is there a difference between refusing and hating Republicans versus refusing to serve and hating gays? Can the state shut down a restaurant with a $100,000 fine for refusing to serve a Republican and a white Republican? What if a black waiter refuses to serve a white Republican? Is that a crime? Because the other way around is a crime. What if a gay waiter refused to serve a straight white Republican? It happened over the weekend. Where's the $100,000 fine to shut down the Red Hen restaurant in Virginia, Lexington, Virginia? It's funny to see the shoe on the other foot. If you don't serve a gay person, the government takes my life away. Payback is a you-know-what, ain't it? Because that restaurant should be driven out of business now. Imagine if a Republican restaurant owner kicked Obama, or an Obama spokesman, or an Obama cabinet member, God forbid a black one, out of his place of business. What if you refuse to serve a black Democrat cabinet member in your restaurant? Oh, my God. What if a white Republican said he just wanted Obama's girls to be kidnapped and raped in a cage by pedophiles? It all happened in the last few days. Peter Fonda said it about poor Baron Hilton. Just imagine the reaction by the media if you said that about Sasha and Malia. Oh, my God, the end of America. A million-man march to burn down D.C., immediate impeachment, nationwide riots, cities burning, policemen stoned, yet Democrats did exactly these things, and the media says nothing. The good news is Democrats are killing themselves. They're out of the closet. We all know what they stand for. We all know what you stand for, Democrats, liberals, commies, scumbags. Violence, hatred, open borders, filling the USA with illegals, bankrupting the middle class, making the USA a foreign country, just so you can get elected. And here's the result. Voters are so turned off, we want to vomit at your agenda. We want to vomit. This is what it's all about. You want to bet what it's all about? They're losing, so they're getting hysterical. 63% of Americans say arrest illegals and or send them home. Deport their butts. 21% all Democrats want them released. This is devastating for Democrats and their liberal media. A solid 63% of Americans want illegals arrested or sent back to their home country. Only 21% want illegals to be released and trusted to show up for their hearing. Even CBS's Battleground poll, that is plus 8% oversampling of Democrats, shows twice as many Americans, 48%, want illegal migrant families immediately returned to their native countries versus 21% who approve granting temporary entry and allowing illegals to report back for a hearing. A full 63% want illegals arrested and or sent home. Only 21% total want them released here in the U.S. It's more like three times more when you include the 15% hardliners who want them arrested. So here's my conclusion, folks. Democrats are so stupid, they've actually picked the wrong issue. Can you imagine being this stupid and this out of touch that you pick the wrong issue? Donald Trump was elected president because of illegal aliens. That's the number one issue for normal American-born red, white, and blue patriots who wave the flag, who put their hand on their heart for the flag, which is still, believe it or not, the majority of America. It might only be 50.1%. It might be 51%. It might be 52%. It might even be as high as 55%. Maybe it's the 63% that support sending illegals home. But more people still want to keep illegals out of this country. Normal people, not in the inner cities, not in any big city in America, which are filled with people from other countries. Most of them here illegally. But normal Americans do not want this to happen. That's why we elected Trump. And now it's all clear. The battle lines are drawn. You want a civil war. We don't want it. But we're not going to lose it if it happens. And it's coming. And let's watch what happens after November sweep, because we will sweep them in November. Because Americans are now awake. They see what's coming at them. And we're on the Trump train. MAGA, war now.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance. insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the hysterical Democrats breaking down into fits, throwing marbles. They're not just stealing our marbles. They're not just messing up the marble game. They're picking them up and throwing them, trying to take our eyes out. These sick, vicious people. Anybody could see it. Scott Adams, the cartoonist, the Dilbert cartoonist, he invented Dilbert, he draws Gilbert. He says Republicans need to vote because they're coming for you next. Imagine, I could have written this. Instead, it's coming out of Scott Adams' mouth. I was on Politically Incorrect, that was his old show I used to be on, but Bill Maher's Real Time on HBO 2 years ago, May of 16. And I was on with Scott Adams. And Scott Adams then was predicting Trump would win the election. Me and him were the only two in the world that thought Trump would win the election. Having said that, Scott Adams hated Trump and talked about what a psychotic man he was. Now he's on our side. You've even won him over, Democrats. Great job. Keep talking, Maxine Waters, you mad woman. Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams does not vote. But for the first time, he said Sunday, he's thinking about it. Thanks to an effort by the opponents of Donald Trump to ostracize people who support the president. Adams, who predicted Trump would win the 2016 election en route to becoming an influential political writer, was reacting on his daily Periscope broadcast to conservative Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin, who defended a Virginia restaurant owner who ejected Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Friday, the White House press secretary. Kick Turner family out. Jennifer Rubin said it's not altogether a bad thing to show those who think they're exempt from personal responsibility that their actions bring scorn, exclusion, and rejection. Adams said this doesn't end well. Call your position anti-free speech. In other words, who's the Nazi here? You are the Nazis. If citizens cannot, if citizens can do what government used to be able to do, which is censor, free speech is no longer practical. It's still legal, but no longer practical. He noted former CIA director, General Michael Hayden, had also compared the president to Hitler and his supporters to Nazis. I'm not a Republican, Adams said, and I don't vote. But because I've been labeled as a Trump supporter, I've stopped appearing in public because of the chance of physical danger.
If a blue wave appeared in November and Democrats won the House and impeached the president, I think it would be a dangerous situation for Trump supporters. Wouldn't you, Adams, observed? And I'm feeling like the best reason for Republicans to vote is they're coming for you next. And they're not hiding it. They're coming for Trump now, but they're making it pretty clear they're coming for Trump supporters next. The one and only way to protect yourself is to make sure they lose the election. He speculated that the danger could actually motivate Republicans to vote because they'd be physically frightened. Probably the safest thing you could do if you're a Republican is help get out the vote. If the president were impeached while he were doing his job well enough to satisfy his reporters, that could create a volatile situation. I'm actually considering voting for the first time, he added. I'm not a Republican. It would just be pure self-defense because I would want the safest situation for the country. The GOP get out the vote slogan, Adams said, for 2018 should be, they're coming for you next. Wow. I mean, that's amazingly strong stuff. Coming from a guy who not only says, I don't vote and I'm not a Republican, but said it 2 years ago on national TV with me. He's not making it up to try and sound conservative now. You've turned the guy. And James Woods, the famous actor, urges people to get armed and vote. Your life literally depends on it. Outspoken conservative actor James Woods took to his favorite platform to warn his Republican followers to prepare for potential violence following Congressman Maxine Waters of Democrat California calling for a campaign of harassment and intimidation against Trump administration officials. That this fascist-like appeal from the Democrat comes 1 year and 10 days after a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter opened fire on a Republican lawmaker baseball game was lost on much of the media, if they covered Waters' irresponsible actions at all. Now that the United States Congresswoman has called for harassment against Republicans and inevitable violence that will come of it, I urge all of you to A, get armed, and B, vote. Your life literally depends on it. Although Waters' call to action might be best filed under Be Careful What You Wish For, based on the reaction online. So one Twitter says, I'm ready. Another one says, I'm almost always armed and I vote with a passion. Another says, agree 110%. Born and raised in Utah, as far as being armed, we're very proficient with taking care of ourselves. Love your point of view, Mr. Woods. Another says, I'm a Republican and I'm armed. Been watching my back the last few years. Cray cray lefties, better pack a lunch. I mean, they're all crazy, these Democrats. But Republicans are the ones who are harmed, man. Republicans are the ones who are ready. Who do you think has all the guns in America? The Democrats calling for gun control and gun confiscation? You really want to start this? Are you crazy? You must be crazy. I repeat, we don't want it. I don't want it. I'm not looking for a civil war. I don't want General Lee against General Ulysses S. Grant. I don't want to replay it. But you want it badly. You're asking for death. You want the president's children to be hurt. You want Melania to be hurt. You want Trump to be assassinated. You want to kill Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You want her children to be hurt. Tom Reynolds wants to go after Barron. War now.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is calling for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweets, the border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Immigrants are still being detained at a number of facilities on the border. Officials from the Department of Human Health and Services say they now have set up a central location in Port Isabel to deal with unifications in Texas. They say they do know the location of all those who have been detained, but at the same time acknowledge that reunifications will take some time, in some cases even months. Officials say they have reunited around 500 families with roughly 1,800 to go. You're listening to USA Radio News.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hurst has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hurst says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hearst, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit Arm & Hammer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, these people really are crazy. Judd Apatow, the Hollywood director and super producer, said Trump is a Nazi. The debate is over. Tom Arnold, whose claim to fame was marrying Roseanne Barr when she was about 300 pounds overweight. His only claim to fame, a loser comedian who had to marry Roseanne in order to get a job, has the nerve to say today he wants to harass Barron Trump at his school. Can you imagine how sick these people are? And Trump aides are urged to get a gun. That's how this is degenerating fast. Legal and gun experts are calling on top Trump aides to get their concealed carry permit and back it up with a pistol. There are simply not enough police in D.C. or Virginia or Maryland to protect all the Trump officials at their homes and when they go out to restaurants. Getting a concealed handgun permit would be helpful to protect themselves and their families, says John Lott, Jr., president of the Influential Crime Prevention Research Center. That's how bad things are going. I told you, we're headed for a civil war, and we don't want it. I don't want it. I've never encouraged it. I don't want it. I think there's a way to debate politically, and you can even debate viciously politically, but never hurt someone, accost someone, harass someone, kill someone. Never. Never threaten to do those things. But liberals don't know how to do it. They don't know how to play peacefully in their own little playpen with their own little marbles. They got to pick up the marble and try and put it through our eyes. We've got our guest on the line, Tana Gertz. Tana Gertz, she was the runner-up on The Apprentice. She worked for the Trump campaign in Iowa in 2016. Her website is heytana.com, and we've got her on the show. Tana, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, I'm great. The liberals have gone crazy, right? They're out of their minds.
They're losing their mind. It's just crazy.
So you left your jobs as a business coach and a radio host to work on the Trump campaign in 2016 and helped him win Iowa. And your message to Trump was to humanize him, right? You wanted him to humanize himself.
I actually, so are we live right now, Wayne?
Yeah, we're live on the air. Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, I couldn't hear anybody introduce me. So yeah, 100%. So he asked me if I would work on the campaign. I put my three careers on hold and said, here's the deal. I'm going to treat this like a business, and I'm an excellent saleswoman, so I'm going to sell the American people on Donald Trump and tell the world all the stories that I have of how great he is, and I humanized him. I made that decision, and it paid off, and it worked really well because people didn't know the stories that I was telling the audiences all across the great United States.
Well, first of all, it says you were a former radio host. Were you a conservative talk show host or nothing to do with politics?
Nothing to do with politics at all. I never had a political gene in my body. I never thought I'd walk into this arena. No, I had a radio show where I gave men practical advice on how to be better husbands, better partners, better boyfriends. And so it was called the Hey Tana Time, where they would call me up and I'd give them everyday issues on life and I'd give them advice. It was really fun.
I got it. So dating advice and husband advice and how you treat women advice, that type of thing.
Right. Right. Like, what do I get her for Valentine's Day? And I'm like, don't buy her a refrigerator or a deep freezer. Women don't want that. You know, the message was girls just want to have fun and make it fun and you won't lose her. And, you know, all those other good things like, you know, be faithful to her, take her out, give her champagne, you know, that kind of stuff. It was great. But, yes, President Trump said, well, actually, Donald Trump at the time said, Tana, would you put all that on hold and help me get into the White House? Because if I don't win Iowa, I'm not going to be the president of the United States. And I'm in Iowa, and I'm the face of Iowa, and I am, well, I'm actually the face of Donald Trump because I've been saying for 13 years this man changed my life for the better because I was on his show, The Apprentice. And people were intrigued, like, well, how? And what did he do for you? And so then I would tell those stories, and it paid off.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you mentioned for 13 years he changed your life and the show was The Apprentice, because I remember being, I give speeches around the world on success, and I gave four speeches in a two-year period in South Africa, which is the longest flight in the world. You know, Atlanta to Johannesburg is literally 24 hours in the air, and I live in Vegas, so it's 4 hours just to get to Atlanta, and then 3 hours waiting to board your plane, and then the flight leaves, and it's 24 hours in the air almost. And so I was in South Africa, and I remember they had sent a car to pick me up after I'd given my speech to get me back to the hotel. Actually, to get me back to the airport. And I remember the driver of the car service was black, of course, from South Africa. Almost everyone is African American. Is African, is black. And he was black, mm-hmm. and he had the radio on, and he was listening to NPR. And I didn't even know I had NPR in South Africa, right? So I said to him, what do you think of Donald Trump? Now, this was in 2015. Trump had just announced for president. And I knew Trump would win. And I was one of the first guys in the country who said, the minute he announced, I said he's going to win for president. And no one understood why. Well, it was only a week after he announced that I was in this cab in Africa, or in this limo service in Africa. And the guy turns around. He's like 25 years old, black African. And he says to me, oh, you are the luckiest people in the world because you're about to all get rich because Mr. Donald Trump will be president of the United States. And I said, here we are, you know, 10,000 miles away from home, and a black man in Africa is certain Trump will be elected president. I said, why do you think Trump's going to win, and why do you like him so much? How do you even know him? He says, how do I know him? I've been watching Celebrity Apprentice for years. He says, there's a man who takes average. He goes, I've watched Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice. And he said, he didn't mention your name in particular. But he says, here's a man that takes average people who had never done anything before the show, super special, and he turns them into superstars. And after the show, they go on to achieve success. That's what our country needs. Yes. I wish he'd run for our country's president, he says. So that was what I knew. And don't think I'm making this story up because I wrote about it on conservative websites. I believe on Fox News, maybe The Blaze. You know, I wrote for all these conservative sites. I wrote about it 2.5-3 years ago. So I said if a cab driver or a limo driver in Africa knows Trump, then you don't realize he's going to be the next president of the United States. And I was right. And he was right.
Oh, you know, you were right. I was right. It's like, honestly, you just know. I knew it in my every ounce of my body. That this man was going to do it because I knew him. I knew what an executor he was. I knew that anything he touched turned to gold. I knew he would never fail us at anybody who voted for him. He was never going to let you down because he respects and appreciates every person who voted for him. It was just so amazing. And so when he asked me to do it, I had to think about it for just a split second because I didn't want to be in the swamp with all these dirty, nasty weasels. And he's 100% right when he says, you know, none of them have a backbone and the media's horrible and your government isn't taking care of you. I didn't know any of that until he shed some light on how corrupt our system was. And I was like, he is the only person who is strong enough to take down the establishment and to fight the left and to fight the media. And now look at what we're dealing with.
Now, you recently visited Trump, is that correct?
Yes. I've tried to see him a couple times a year when he goes to rallies. If I'm not at the rally or behind backstage with him warming up the crowd, I make a point to get into the White House just to touch base and just to tell him how proud I am of him because there's a very small circle of people that one, love him like I do, and two, that he trusts, and he trusts me, and I respect that, and I never will ever abuse that. And so I just make sure that he knows that the American people stand 100% behind him, that the Trump army is stronger than ever, and he appreciates that, and he says, thank you, you know, Tana, tell him that I love him, and I'll never let him down, and I'm fighting for him, and so yes, it was awesome.
And you're going to work on his reelection campaign?
I am. You know, I feel like I did my job. We got him there. I did my job. But when the president asked, will you come back? You know, you, I feel like it's my way of serving the country. You know, that's just the least I can do. So I'm going to come back. I'm going to fight. I'm going to make sure that he's got a group around him that loves him like I do and that will take care of him, protect him, because the swamp is dirty and there's a lot of people working for him right now that don't love him and that I don't trust. And we got to make sure that his circle is tight and that his circle is loyal.
And I understand that you are now in the garmento business, as they say, in New York. I'm New York Yiddish, you know, they call it the garmento business. You're selling jackets and sweatshirts with the slogan, I really don't care. Do you? Tell us about it.
Right. Well, you know, I guess that kind of happened. It kind of happened overnight. It became a fashion statement of support for Melania that people wanted to wear the slogan on their back, more or less, saying, I really don't care what the left, what the media has to say. Do you? And it's just sort of a way of determining who's part of the Trump train or not. So I had somebody approach me and ask me if I would get this up and use my platform to get these shirts out and about. And the proceeds of the shirts, some of the proceeds are going to help a wonderful man who's fighting stage 4 cancer, colon cancer. He was a Trump supporter, and it's our way of giving back to him, as well as a veteran charity that the gentleman whose idea this was said, Tammy, you know, let's give back to veterans and charities and help with the suicide rate and whatnot. And so I'm just doing my part, and it's getting a little bit bigger than me, so I'm going to need to recruit some young Republican volunteers to help me get these shirts out the door and mail to people that have placed their order. So, yes, inadvertently, I'm in the garment business, I guess.
And where do people find this website?
So they could go to any of my social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, which is just my name, Tana Gert. Or if you can't remember that, Hey Tana, HeyTana. That's my website as well, HeyTana.com. And there's links all over, all sorts of places where people can order their shirt and show their support to Melania Trump and also save lives while they do it.
Yeah, let's make sure people know where that comes from. A lot of people, don't assume everyone knows what that means. I really don't care to you. That was what was on the back of Melania's jacket when she visited the border and some of the detention centers down there. So she had a jacket on that said,
right.
I really don't care to you. And the liberals made a big deal of it because they thought she meant I don't care about illegals. That was not what it meant. It meant
right.
We don't care what the press has to say. They can go screw themselves, right?
You're exactly right, Wayne. Thanks for making that clear, because some people, I'm getting a lot of people saying, you know, oh, Melania doesn't care about the children. That's what.
Hey, Tana, hold on a second. Tana, hold on. We'll have you come on in a sec. We're just going off to a quick break to take care of our great sponsors, and we'll be right back with Tana Gertz. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, capitalist evangelist. American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Main title sponsor of the show is Tangible Investments. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. We've got our guest, Hannah Gertz, still in studio. She was the runner-up on Apprentice. Worked for Trump campaign in Iowa in 2016, won that state, website heytana.com. And I just wanted to make sure we got in the information on the products and the website, because we were running out of time. The music was playing. So welcome back, Tana Gertz. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me, Wayne.
So before I get to your website, a very quick question I thought I'd just kind of struck my brain. So you're not kind of at all like me. You're Midwest. You seem nice. You're not violent. You don't have a history of kicking anyone's brains in. You're not vicious. You don't badmouth people. So you're not like your typical liberal, and you're not like Wayne Root in your face. You're a nice Midwestern gal. And so what would be your advice for Donald Trump if you want him to win a big victory in 20 and go on to a re-election landslide? What do you think he should be doing?
Well, actually, I think what he's doing right now is working, executing, delivering on results, delivering on the promises that he made to all of us. That's why all this bit about immigration, you know, he's following through with the campaign promise. He will build a wall, and he wants to make America safer, actually. So I'm going to continue to advise him to keep doing what he's doing. We voted for him because of he's a businessman. We voted for him because he can get the results that we need. We voted for him because he's tough. I'm going to say, when I come back aboard, Keep doing what you're doing because it's working. And it may not be working with the left, but look at them. They're imploding. So
right,
it
they
is
are.
Working.
So it is working. But my question to you is, does it bother you as a really nice Midwesterner with manners, which you are, does it bother you when he is vicious back to them, when they're vicious and they threaten his kid's life and they threaten his wife's life and they say awful things and he answers back vicious? You're for it? You agree it's okay?
I am 100% for it. You're 100% right. I'm a nice woman. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a Christian. I'm all those things. But I'm also a businesswoman, and I don't take anybody's BS. It's just like him, and I'm very, very strict with what I do. I live my life with, morals and ethics. So not at all. I love the commander-in-chief to be a strong, assertive, decisive man who takes action, and he will not cower and back down like so many of the politicians. Wayne, I met most of them when I was going through the presidential campaign with all of them, from Ted Cruz to Marco Rubio, you name it, Jeb Bush. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. There's not one of them standing who's got Trump's stamina and who's got Trump's presence and who's got Trump's backbone. This is called Teflon Don, and it just slides right off his back, and he gets up every single day, and he does it for you and me and everybody listening who voted for the man. Actually, he does it for all of us, even if you didn't vote for him. So I don't care that he fights back and he tells that restaurant that your restaurant's a filthy mess, because it is a filthy mess. He calls it like it is, and I don't want a man that sugarcoats things just because that's what's politically correct.
All right, so well said. Love everything you said. Agree with everything you said, but I want to get your take as a woman. You know, when you hear he had affairs, you hear the 10, you know, obviously not like Bill Clinton on the White House desk in the middle of the Oval Office while he's president on taxpayer time. But do you care that 10 years ago he may have had sex with a porn star? Do you care they had an affair with Karen McDougal? Do you care that him and his lawyer may have paid them off? Does any of that affect your caring about him today, what he does as president?
That's a great question. Do I care what he did years ago when he was not my president? Not at all, because my business. It's not my place.
Agreed.
If he were having affairs while he's married to Melania Trump, who I love and respect, I would care. If he's having affairs in the Oval Office when I'm paying him, we're paying our taxes to put him in that place, I care. Do I think that, you know, he made some bad choices? 100%. We've talked about mistakes. We've talked about all sorts of things. I know he's a Christian man. I know he's repented for his things that he's done in the past, just like I've had to repent for things that I've done in my past, which were not affairs or anything like that. But still, a sin is a sin. And while he's the president of the United States, I judge him on his actions now. And I know that he is a man of integrity, and he's not going to do anything that would tarnish his relationship with Melania.
All right. The website is heytana.com. She's selling jackets and sweatshirts with the slogan, "I really don't care, do you?" which is Melania's slogan on the back of her jacket. I guess she had it specially made. And Tana Gertz is going into the Garmento business, and she's selling those jackets and sweatshirts on her website, heytana.com. Proceeds to several charities, including a veterans charity. Really nice stuff. We thank you for coming on, Tana. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me. You have a great day as well.
Telling you, she is living proof Trump will do great in the Midwest. People don't care about his affairs from 10 years ago. It doesn't even matter. They only care that he's keeping the crazies off the border. They only care that he's stopping murderers and rapists and pimps and pedophiles and drug dealers from coming in on the border. That's all that matters now. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You